time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Hi, this is Bobby Elias. It's a great show today. I'm very excited. We're going to talk about several things. One is the medical industry and all the problems they're having and how it affects us as people. We're going to talk about aging and all the new things going on with that, as well as other things to do with body, mind, spirit. Cell phone radiation. There's a new device that can really, really help you, and I'm excited about this one. Also, there's another device that is part of your body that can help you with a number of things. We're going to go over that, too. First of all, I want to give you some information about the show, more information. Let's Create a Better World is the name of our show, but our second theme is healthy aging and all parts of health, body, mind, spirit. This next few weeks, we're going to be talking a lot about health and aging and some of the new things happening with that, as well as the gentleman that's put together a huge world vegan summit. We'll be talking to him. So I'm excited about a lot of things that are going on now. Also, if you want to hear the phone, the show on your telephone, people get busy and they're not around the computer all the time or laptop, so the thing to do is to call this number I'm going to give you. Get your pen and paper out and be ready, because, and we'll repeat this later. The phone number to call to hear the show and hear any show on Progressive Radio Network, area 605-562-5119. Once more time, 605-562-5119. All right, let's get to our guest. His name is Norbert Huser. He is the CEO of IPC Global. But more about him, he is a real holistic health guy that's on top of all the new things going on. This gentleman's from Germany, and he is really into so many things. That's why I'm extremely excited to have him on the show. Hello, Norbert. Welcome to the show.
Good day, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
All right. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about the medical industry. We're going to talk about aging, cell phone radiation, and the new device that you were talking about, and also the thing that you put in your shoes. So let's take them one by one. Let's start with the medical industry, which I'll make a comment, or I may ask a question or interrupt, but you're going to be most of the show. Medical industry, as we all know, is just not at all holistic. They're out to make money, pills, surgery, and other things of that sort. They have these MRI tests. They have all kinds of equipment that are just full of radiation. It's a joke. I prefer holistic doctors. I prefer homeopaths, naturopaths, and people like you and I, that we do a lot of work in the health field. We help people with advice and thoughts because we're more alternative. We're more health, and we are progressive with a better answer than the medical industry. I want your thoughts on the medical industry, why it's and the prescription drugs, et cetera. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think that we are here at a crossroad in our society at a point which didn't exist for the last 10, 20, 30 years. It's not only the medical industry. I mean, if you ask anybody in the street, are you happy with the way the education works, health insurance works, the tax system, the financial,
right,
the banks, the politics, the parties, everybody tells you on every area, no, something is wrong. Something is wrong. And it was never so wrong like today, never so obvious. Thanks God a lot to the internet, where we can exchange information to an extent unthinkable 10, 20 years ago. And so the medical industry is just one part of this whole conglomerate of wrong information, wrong data, wrong approach, one-way street. It seems not to work. A lot of promises. By the standard we have nowadays of knowledge of information, the hospital must be empty. There must be nobody in hospitals anymore, or just for a few days and that's it. No, it's not. So something is wrong in the entire picture, and we got to look at it from an exterior point of view, look at like from the bird's eye view and say, what is wrong here? Wrong is the complete approach is wrong. Look at cancer. For 50 years now, we are contributing gazillions and billions of money, donations to find the cause of cancer, and yet they have never been able to pull it off. So they're looking from the wrong perspective, from the wrong point of view, from the wrong angle. And at the end of the day, it's a money-making machine. It's not about helping people. Like the same with the lawyers. It's not about lawyer doesn't want to help you. He wants to make money. And even if he knows you are wrong, he still takes you on and defends you as you would be right because he wants to make money. And the same is with the medical field. They want to make money. And my wife herself, she works in a hospital, in a recreation rehabilitation center. And it's not about rehabilitating people. As long as the insurance companies pay or the relatives pay the bills, that person will stay there forever. Not being rehabilitated means go back to his original good, healthy condition. So there's something completely wrong in the entire picture. And what is wrong is the motivation. The motivation is not to help people. The motivation is to make money. It's a different point of view. And as long as... Yes? Yes.
So well said, and go ahead. I just wanted to tell our listeners that this what attracted me to you, Norbert. The way you wrote up and on your website and the handouts that you give to people really illustrate how what's really wrong with the medical industry. So go ahead and continue, and then we're going to go into another subject.
Okay. So what is wrong is the motivation from the start. If you bring your car into a garage, and the motivation of this guy in the garage is to make money on you, and the motivation is not to help you to get the car fixed as quick, as cheap as possible, get you out of there again, and come back one day when you need him again. If the motivation is wrong from the start, the approach and the consequences and the way they go about it is wrong right from the start. So the health system is not designed to make people healthy. And as long as we give people from 75,000 registered chemicals, which are all toxic, as long as we feed them with the chemicals to get rid of a problem, which at the same time creates a new problem, it's a complete wrong thought. And the when you said before MRI and so on and so forth, what we have nowadays, the standard way of operating, and I find more and more people as I travel over the years worldwide, I meet fantastic people with new technologies. If an MRI shows you something is wrong with your body, you already are late. There are technologies out there which detect something wrong within your body miles and ages and weeks and months and years before an MRI will ever show it to you. And but these things are all relatively cheap, and they are not money makers. They are relatively cheap, and once you're treated with them and being diagnosed and helped, there is no big follow-up money. My brother used to have, he's dead now, he used to have Parkinson's disease. And he had never a chance to be healed because the pills he was given would try to reduce the trembling, and that's all they could do. Until the end of his dying day, he would buy every month the medication from his pocket or from the insurance companies. It is not about finding the real sources, because truth is very simple. It's so simple that the majority of people will not believe the truth because it seems to be too simple. Because from all these doctors and professors who come up with technical explanations and complicated wordings and what have you, you become very small and you say, okay, he knows what he's talking about. No, they don't know. They never can think holistic. They never can think holistic. Holistic, the word recently came a bit in popular, while Chinese medicine always, for the last 3,000-5,000 years, always thought holistic, because without holistic, you cannot heal anybody. For example, the mental part, is so strong that if you try to heal somebody without the mental part, it won't work. Besides, you cannot heal anybody. Our philosophy is, of our company is, and my personal philosophy is, you can only support somebody to heal him herself. That's you, all you can do. And I have, and one day when I come back to the show, if you ever want me back, I have this thing which I'm putting in my workshops, which is called, there are only six reasons somebody can become sick. There are only six reasons. And one of these days, if you want me back, we go over these six reasons, and I'll give a bit of a very practical tool to the listeners where they can write down and judge themselves and judge their life themselves and the reasons and find out and nail it down.
I think there's a good chance that we can do that, Norbert, because your materials are just, as I told you earlier today when we talked, I haven't had a chance to look at them more thoroughly, but I looked at them enough to know, and having met you and having seen your work, working with people, it's just, you're one of the best people I've ever seen in the holistic field, and that's a big compliment to you, because I've been around the best in the world.
That's too kind of you. I'm just a learner, I'm just a beginner, and I'm learning every day, and I just came back from a 2-3 week tour through Europe, and I meet so fantastic people out there. There is so much knowledge out there. There's so much.
And you remind me of myself. You see, we're good at knowing how to get information from the best people and put it together in our own way to tell people, to teach people. But there's so, like you said, there's so much out there, and you get around, and I also get around in every way possible to ask questions, to learn, to pick up more on top of other stuff, and to weed out the good from the bad. And you're very good at that, Norbert, and I commend you for it.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, there's something else you talked about, the medical industry. You're from Germany, and I just wanted to tell our listeners about the difference between how people are treated in this country as opposed to places like Europe and other places, Switzerland, Sweden, and all over the world.
Okay. Now, and I'm saying this not because I'm German, don't get me wrong. I'm consider myself international. My wife is from Haiti. I live in America now. I'm born in Germany. I lived for many 20, 30 years, second home in China. So I'm considering myself international, so don't get me wrong. But there's a basic difference in the societies. And the biggest difference, believe it or not, starts in the school system.
Right.
Education is the foundation of the health of every society, and the future is created through education. Example. In America, you're going to bust your butt and work all your life to send 2-3 kids through college, right?
Right.
In Germany and some other countries, college, university is free charge.
That's right.
Okay. So it's not a question how rich you are and how much you can afford. Kids of all ages and colors and income structures can go to college, university. We don't have private schools. I'm sending my kids and my grandkids here in America to private schools. It costs you $1,000 a month. You cannot hardly put them in a public school. In Germany, there are basically no private schools because the public schools have such a high standard, there is no need for private schools. So having said that, you have a basic difference in the education of people, which makes them much more receptive and maybe more interested in information and have a better judgment about what's wrong and what's right. Example, in America, you have most of the places fluoride in the water. Now, fluoride is highly dangerous and highly toxic. And I don't know whether you know, the first person who used fluoride was Adolf Hitler in the concentration camps.
I heard about it.
He put fluoride in the water because it's tranquilizer. When you hear about Prozac and so on, you know Prozac and all this stuff that gives the kids nowadays, Prozac is 90% fluoride.
Cool.
So it calms down, cools down the people. It makes them dumber. So in Europe, basically most of Europe, I would say 90%, 95%, fluoride is banned and not in drinking water. While in America, there's more fluoride used in America than in the entire rest of the world altogether.
Yes,
and
I know.
Fluoride is a byproduct, a waste product of manufacturing aluminum. So there is big differences in the approach and general green movement right. I'm 64 years old now, already existed in Germany when I was 24, 40 years ago. You had the first Green Party in the parliament.
Mm.
So the Green movement, separating your leftovers in different boxes, whatever have you, is there much more established than in America, and the pollution level is lower. They tax more gas prices and put this money back into reducing pollution. The gas prices in Europe are 2-3 times higher than America.
Mm.
So it's all over a different approach, and in Europe, the awareness of toxic material, the awareness of dumbing people, the awareness of brainwashing people in media is different. The average user in America spends 2 times as much in front of the TV than in Germany.
You know, Norbert, there's so much misinformation and non-education. And all these things you just said, I agree 100%. And that's why this country is having so many problems. In other countries, they're not just doing things for money. Yes, money's nice, but they really care, and they're more open. In this country, some of the people that run these big corporations and make all this money and are so greedy, they resist change because change will affect them and will take away money from them. They're so terrible people.
Yes, that's what it is. So in all of life, as you said, money-making is quite all right. There's nothing wrong with it at all. However, if the money is the motivation for what you're doing, the motivation has a very low level of ethics. Because like in this country, for example, as well, when we talk about education, the teachers in this country are so poorly paid, it's a shame. It's a complete shame, right? So, and they don't do it for the money, I can tell you that. No teacher in this country does it for the money because they can hardly survive with a job as a teacher. So we have here a group of people, if I may generalize that, who does a thing because they believe in it and not for the money. But we have many, many trades, they do it for the money, and that's a very low motivation. At the end of the day, the results are pretty poor because there's no big ethics behind it. And in every job, you need ethics.
Right. Norbert, let me just reintroduce you to our latecomers on this show. This is Bobby Elias. I'm with Let's Create a Better World, our show, and we're speaking with Norbert Huser, and he is the CEO and IPC of IPC Global, and he's from Germany, but he is here in this country, mostly in Florida, but he travels so much, and he gets around and speak everywhere about all these great issues. And at the end of the show, the last 20 or 25 minutes, we're going to speak about two new things that most people haven't even heard about that are helping people with their health. So stick around with that. All right, now let's go to our second subject, if you're ready for that, and that is aging, health, body, mind, spirit. The aging process in this country doesn't really, well, all they do is give people pills, and they give them surgery and all these machines, and they give you, I know some of my friends that are seniors, Norbert, they'll go to the doctor, get 3 or 4 prescriptions, the doctor will say, come back in 3 months or 4 months. They come back in 2 months, give them another 2 or 3 or 4 prescriptions. That's all. It's just over and over. And you know these doctors are making money off every prescription that they write up, most of them, quite a few of them. So I want your take on aging and anything else that comes along with that, what I just said, or whatever you want to speak about, aging.
Sure. I must say that when I give my workshops worldwide, meanwhile, the workshops typically last 6 hours, 7 hours. And in those workshops, I'll talk about all these issues, but of course deeper and in length and a bit organized, you know, from one subject to the other. Anyway, and feel free, ever you're based in LA area, feel free if you ever want to put a workshop up with me. I don't charge for the workshop. I'll travel the world and I give those workshops free charge. Yes, sometimes local people charge some money to pay for the cost for the room and, you know, the cost on the side, but not for me personally. So, aging. People say that our human body, the way it's designed, could easily become 130, 140 years old if everything would be in place. Everything would be right. But when I talk about the 6 reasons somebody can become sick, and one reason is how you treat your body, and I have then 10 points how you have to treat your body, and we can take that up perhaps in another show, and people can write it down and check themselves out and give themselves grades and give themselves what they're doing wrong. whatever you do in life, which is right, is anti-aging. People don't get it. Everyone is looking for the silver bullet, which you swallow right. once a day, and you look in 2 years, 10 years younger. That doesn't fly. If you keep drinking your soda pops and eat your McDonald's food, if you don't have sleep at nighttime, if you have mental issues with yourself, with your life, with your family, if you live an unhappy life with your wife or your husband, if you work a job which kills you and you hate it, if you drink water with fluoride, if you do all these things wrong, it is supporting the aging process. Reverse this, what I just said. The more of these things you do right, everything is anti-aging. Everything anti-aging because you do what is right for your body and for your mental, spiritual awareness. And there is the foundation of youth. First of all, it's right there. If you don't have 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours solid sleep at night times, you cannot be healthy. It's impossible. As I said, if you drink fluoride water, you never can become healthy. Never, ever. We are accumulating every day in the food, in the air, in the paint of our walls, in the carpets. We are accumulating toxic material and heavy metals. I mentioned before, we have 75,000 registered chemicals on this planet, which are used and pumped in our veins. And if you do not live a life to keep this out as much as possible, including cell phones, we're going to talk about cell phones later on, you cannot become healthy. So anti-aging, and it's a very simple statement I'm making here, and it costs you nothing, anti-aging means do everything right for your body and for your mind, and this is the biggest anti-aging process you can ever have. So we can work on some wrinkles and so on. Yeah, that's fine. You know, we have a product which works on that. That's fine. That's a gimmick. That's the cream on top of the cake. But the essential things in life are free. You just apply them. And this is aging.
That's well said, Norbert. Let me just cut in and tell you that on this show, as I said earlier, and the main two titles that we do on the show is Let's Create a Better World, where we're talking to people around the world because there's so many things going on wrong, as you mentioned earlier, too. And the other theme is healthy aging, and that goes in line with everything to do with health. And one of the things we talk about on this show a lot, and with our guests and with myself, is you've got to be happy. You've got to be part of nature. Get out there. You've got to exercise. You've got to be around healthy people, not toxic people. Be around situations that are healthy and happiness and peaceful, not stress and fighting with other people and being around real negative people, situations, media, television, newspapers. We just have to live better. We have to eat better. We have to have more organic, more greens. Stay away from some of the things like meat and dairy products. Just cut back on them. You've got to keep your body in shape. You've got to go to holistic doctors and help people, nutrition, read the books. You know, it's changing, Norbert. I would say, and you know, I was at a big, big, huge natural products expo a few months ago, and here's what I thought. The bottom line was this. The most important thing to me was that they did some research and studies and futuristic predictions, and they said by 2018, that's just 3 years from now, that the natural products industry is going to double. We're talking about greens, solar energy. We're talking about health, vegan foods, organic foods, and staying away from all the horrible things, like you said, fluoride and like the toxicity foods and junk. So it's changing slowly but surely. And there's a wave of people in this country, Norbert, that care, like you and I and other people and groups are forming. There's going to be a change that's coming up, and I just wanted your take on that. And anything else you want to add to that subject of aging?
Yes. Okay. Now, we have here a contradiction. On one side, these Monsantos of this world are monopolizing more and more and more. And I don't know, I'm sure you know and you heard it and you've seen it. For example, at the moment, a big monopoly is going behind the curtain up of controlling the water on this planet.
Yes.
Okay. And mark my words, in a few years, water will, you in California already have problems with yourselves, but the water issue will become one of the major issues on this planet. And people will use their situations. They're buying up water companies, water supplies, small water companies, turn them into bankruptcy or take them over. So there are a few guys out there, like the Monsanto does it in their field. They do it in the water field. They want to control the water. So we have here a giant machine of people who want to control the world, not for money, I guess not, because they're so filthy rich, they don't need money. They can't eat more than 5 steaks a day and drive more than 5 Mercedes cars. There's somewhere an end to it. But they are somewhere sick and they want to control this planet, and water will be the next control. So this is on one side. On the other side of the balance are we people who believe that this is all wrong, what's going on, and we want to improve the situation, and we're fighting a fight, which is a difficult one. And what we have to do, we have to stronger stick together. We can only make it, to my personal opinion, if we go into alliance with each other, that the other side, who is very well financed, who does all the marketing stunts and all the PR and buying in the politicians and what have you, that they feel there is a counterweight. The individual of us is too weak. And if we don't unite in a good way, and the individual guy like me and others may think, oh, Jesus, this is a hard, tough case. I'm on my own. You know, you're not on your own. There are millions out there who think alike. It's just a question to get them organized in a positive manner and get them express themselves and make a point and make a stand. And that is the next issue I see, that people have to make a stand to make a change. The individual cannot do that. The big media will not support us because they are with the boys together. So that's what is needed. We need to unite the forces and the different radio, TV shows which are existing out there, like yourselves and others, and magazines. We need to unite the people, that they feel we have a strength, we have a saying, and we have to take some actions, not in a harmful way, but some clear actions.
Right, good. I agree with that. Do you have anything else on Asian we can say? But I want to get to our other issue that is very important. You told me about a whole new concept that is just barely starting up, where cell phone radiation. It sounds really interesting. Rather than me try to explain it, I'll let you explain it. And you have some things that where some of the people listening to the show can have a big impact on their lives with this new information. Go right ahead.
Now, you may know, the listeners may know, that no cell phone company had ever to prove that cell phones are harmless. Nobody ever had to prove that. And of course,
that's right.
It's harmless. And in the new manuals they publish, you can read in the small text that you should hold your cell phone 10, 20 inches, whatever number they give, away from your body. And they already wrote this in these manuals now to defend and prepare themselves for future lawsuits, where they said, look, we told you not to hold it to your body. They know it's bad. And a friend of mine was involved with Ericsson years ago when they made tests on pigs, on the skull of a pig, to find out how deep the frequency penetrates into the skull. Okay, so electromagnetic fields. The bottom line is that it's very hard in this society nowadays to live without the cell phone. The entire society is kind of built on the cell phone,
right?
Which is weak, which is bad. So, and cell phones only work like Wi-Fi with electromagnetic fields. To give you a number there, the listener, electromagnetic fields above 120 millivolts is bad for the human body. I have a gadget here, a test device, and when I travel, I show it to people and I make them understand it. So 120 millivolts, keep that number in mind. 120 millivolts is the highest number you should involve your body with. Not more than that. More than that becomes unhealthy. Now, I just came back from Europe. I was, among others, in Austria. My partner in Austria made tests with people who in the household who had bad, bad, bad health issues. And he measured in the household up to 10,000 millivolts. 10,000 millivolts instead of 120.
Wow.
And what most people do not know, when you enter a car and you switch on the car, you are sitting in an electromagnetic field like crazy, 2, 3, 4,000 millivolts. The electric car as we have it today is not the future as it is for the human body, because the electric car is so strong electromagnetic fields, you may save gas, energy in some sort. At the same time, you kill your body. You're sitting on a power pack of electromagnetic fields batteries. So we're starting now to make measurements there, and my guess is we will be with electric cars more than 10,000 millivolts. More than 10,000, where 120, you should make a stop, okay? So that's the problem with electromagnetic fields. Now, the thing is, most of these products will not work without electromagnetic fields. So you have a cell phone, and I saw whatever I found in the past, except one product, whatever I found in the past and was given to me to test in my workshops and so on, everything I found so far where it was promised to handle the problem of a cell phone did not work. It did not work. So, and here is the bottom line of this, and this is pretty easy to understand. If you slap on a cell phone, a small device they sell you, it may block the electromagnetic fields, and they show, like I saw videos, promotional videos and so on, they show electromagnetic meter and high electromagnetic field, and they put this thing on, and they show the meter again, and no electromagnetic field. And this is, to my personal definition, a complete lie and rip-off and criminal. What happens is, on this side of the cell phone, yes, you may block the electromagnetic fields, but guess what? The cell phone is pulling it in from the other side of the cell phone, where they don't make a measurement. So they're lying to you that they handle electromagnetic fields. No, they don't handle it. They stop it on one side on the phone, and then the phone says, okay, I need electromagnetic fields, so let me pull it in from the other side. So to try to stop the electromagnetic field doesn't work, and we took a complete different approach, and we have this technology for 5 years now. However, we're just bringing it out now. We will provide, and I have the sample here sitting right in front of me, we will provide a case, a carrying case, like a typical carrying case, protective case you can buy anywhere in the store for your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, we built in our technology, which is completely unique, one of a kind, no competition. And that device, we built in that case, converts the harmful electromagnetic fields, now listen up, convert it into a healing frequency. A complete different approach. We need electromagnetic fields, but we eliminate the negative side of the electromagnetic fields. It's like giving you salt and say we convert it into sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do, and we're the only, I guess we are the only people in the world who can do that. We're coming out with this product in a few weeks. The sample is in front of me, as I said, and this is a complete different approach. Now, the electromagnetic field of the cell phone does not kill your body anymore. In fact, it makes it even better.
Excuse me. Could you delve a little more into what it does as far as healing? What do you mean by that? And what? How? Get into a little more detail, because that's important for people to know how they can actually have some.
Of course, and I understand if 99.99% of all listeners at the moment, either the jaw drops or they say, oh, this guy is full of it. I mean, come on.
I know.
And I don't blame them. This is why I travel around the world, give the workshops, because in the workshops, I demonstrate it to the people so that it's real. It's not just, you know, me saying that. You got to believe it. No, it's real. Okay. Now, you've been very many times to a doctor, like we all have been, and the doctor says, okay, let's measure your heart pressure and let's measure the cholesterol and blah, 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 right? So,
right.
Like, bring your car to a garage and what's the oil and the water like and the pressure on the tires.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine and dandy, but it's nothing special. No doctor, I would assume, has ever asked you or any of your listeners right now on the speakers, has ever been asked these patients, okay, how is your microblood circulation doing? Have you ever been asked? Have you ever been checked on your microblood circulation?
Never.
Okay, exactly. Never. And I have doctors in my seminars all the times and workshops, and I ask them, have you ever been trained in university on micro blood circulation? And everyone says no. Okay. So here what it is. On the capillary level of your body, you have a blood circulation. You have your blood circulation in your veins. Of course, we know that. But if you would take a needle and punch it in the back of your hand, in the skin, you may get a bit of a blood, very little, flimsy, a little bit of a blood. And there you hit the microblood circulation. The microblood circulation works on the capillary system. And what the microblood circulation does, it transports nutrition throughout the entire body, where the nutrition is needed, into the cells. And the microblood circulation takes the detox waste material in your body and out of the body. That's one of the most essential functions in your body. And no doctor has been ever trained on it. And if your listeners, I will give you later an email address perhaps, and your listeners can feel free to send me an email, and I will give them this information, and I make a Dropbox link where they can download videos which show and explain this in detail. So not just my brief information, but more technically, show it in details what is microblood circulation, what happens, right?
Right.
As well as other information, I will be happy to upload them, and then they can download them. It costs them nothing. All they have to do is send me an email saying, hey, I'm Joe from California. I like the information, and I'll give it to them free charge. That's very clear. So that's microblood circulation. That's the crash course on microblood circulation. So that's basically what you call the exchange of nutrition, okay? So, now, if you take the microblood circulation and look at it in the microscope, which we did, of course, because what I'm saying here is all supported by our studies over years, and you see the microblood circulation, and I have a video to show that, and then you bring our cell phone, you bring your cell phone next to your hand, your skin, and nothing happens. And then you bring our cell phone, the cell phone with our case next to your hand, and all of a sudden the microblood circulation becomes an express train. It goes faster, the blood becomes thicker, which means it does its entire job with a higher intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we increase the flow of oxygen, which is always a healthy indicator. So our products improve the health of a body by handling the negative side of electromagnetic fields, which are bombarding and killing the body, into a positive frequency. Because on this planet, you have only two frequencies. One frequency is survival frequency, which is good for your body. And one frequency is counter-survival frequency, which is bad for your body. Again, I show this in the workshops all the time. There are only two types of frequencies on this body, on this planet. And we take a negative frequency and convert it into a survival positive frequency. That's what we do. And it's so out of this world that the average scientist freaks out and calls us BS and liars and whatever, you know, because it's so far advanced. You must understand this planet, the smallest part we work on this planet, it is called nanotechnology. Nanotechnology, the word is a lot of being around and people use it. It means you take 1 meter, which is about 1 yard, a bit more than a yard, and you chop it up in 1 billionth part. 1 billionth parts of a yard is nanotechnology. That's how small it is. Now, we are one of the few or whatever companies in this world who work on pico technology, which most of your listeners have never even heard the name. Pico technology means it is 1,000 times smaller than nanotechnology. So instead of a billionth of a meter or of a yard, we'll cut down to the smallest segment 1 trillionth of a meter. Never heard of by the usual person. So there's all quantum physics, and it's at the highest level of technology we at the current moment time is on this planet available. And I'm sure in 5 or 10 years we'll talk about more and better and deeper and wider and you know,
right.
Keep developing this world in technology. But this is quantum physics, which knows no time and no space. So this planet is built on quantum physics and it's built on frequencies. And there are only two frequencies, good and bad ones. The cell phone like it is now works on the exact same frequency like a microwave oven. And the average user out there who uses the cell phone for 1 month, this is about equal to put your head for 1 hour in a microwave and press start. But as you put yourself in slices, you don't die immediately. And my statement is, in all my seminars, in the next 5 to 10 years, millions of people will die because mainly of brain cancer. Millions.
That's
because
right.
Now we're getting into the frequency that people have been using the cell phone for 10, 20, 15, 20 years. We're getting now in this league. And more people will have these problems. And more doctors tell you, yeah, I have more patients coming in. Again, if these listeners send me an email at safestcellphone@gmail.com, I will upload as well a beautiful, impressive presentation from a Swedish professor, scientist, given in Spain in front of doctors, teaching them about cell phones and Wi-Fi, because Wi-Fi is even more bad than cell phones, and where people can not take my word for it. I mean, I'm collecting this information. I'm a small guy. These are guys out there who know what they're doing, what they're saying. So I encourage your listeners to send me an email at safestcellphone@gmail.com, where they can get these informations, including that presentation from this professor. Very easy presented, very down-to-earth, very straightforward. And we are preparing in the near future a website, which is not up and running yet, safestcellphone.com, but it's not up and running yet. In a few weeks, we have the product and the pricing and so on and so forth, and the thing ready to go. And that's our contribution to change, again, this planet to a better world, because the majority of your listeners, I'm dead sure, use cell phones every day, all the time. And I've written up a 10-point statement, basic rules for a better cell phone usage, better in quote. And I gave them the basics of how should you work with a cell phone nowadays. I understand you have to have a cell phone or you think you have to have it, but at least respect those 10 points, of which I give you one, for example. Never, ever, never, ever leave your cell phone at nighttime in your bedroom. Ever.
Of course.
And nowadays I see kids by the millions having the cell phones even under their pillow at nighttime as an alarm clock in the morning and what have you. It's complete suicidal. Complete suicidal. And nobody tells them. I tell them I have not to step on anybody's blue suede shoes. I don't care. I never studied, never went to university, never went to college. I have no faculty. I'm obliged to. I don't care. When I see something which seems to be truth, I'll give it out. Whether it's coming from me or somebody else, I don't care. If you have tomorrow information, I put it on my websites and Dropbox links because I want to gather everything which seems to be right to give it out to people to counterweight the Fox and CNN news people and all this crap out there that we have put truth in this world. So this cell phone thing is so revolutionary that I guess maybe 80, 90, 100% of the listeners now won't even get it to the fullest extent. It's like witchcraft. It's witchcraft that we can change this 180 degrees around. And I'm very happy that we do it now. We have this invention like 4 years ago. We started, and we never published it because I held it back, because I said to my colleagues, the world is not ready. The people are not ready. They don't understand that cell phones, Wi-Fi is harmful. Now I see in the last 1, 2 years a big change around, as well as people like you, Gary Null, whoever it is out there, who just do great things and talk to people and tell them the truth. And now I see the market becomes ready to understand, yes, we should do something to stop this harmful thing. We can't live without it. Well, here's an alternative. You can live with it, but not kill your body.
No, that's great. Norbert, for those two that tuned in a little bit late, that's Norbert Huser that you're speaking to and you're listening to. That he's the CEO of IPC Global. And what I admire about you, Norbert, is that you, as I said earlier, you keep calling yourself a small man, and you're just starting. No way. You've been doing this for a long time, and you may not be like those scientists you just mentioned that are around the world that are doing all this, but you, and like myself, are one that wants to get the word out, and one that wants to, because what good does all these new things do unless there's people like you and I that are going out with the media and with the workshops you do, because I know you travel all over, and so this is very important. So I just want people to know, and you to know, that you're not just a small guy. You're one of the best I've ever heard, because you're constantly going into new things. That German mind of yours is really just ahead of the curve, and you, everything you say on this show, you're saying we agree with. I agree with 100%. So we're going to give you information about your workshops, all your contact information at the very end, but we still have a few minutes. Another issue we can go for about 5 or 6 minutes to talk about is the shoes.
Oh, yeah.
You had some souls that you're, and one of our listeners that has told me about you in the first place, young lady, just thrilled with you. She says those shoes are just doing enormous things for her and changed her life. So can you go to that, please? Go right
ahead.
Sure.
This is the wonderful Maximilia, and she's out there in Ojai, and I gave a workshop out there.
Ojai.
I gave a workshop out there, and she was one of the participants, and she introduced me to you, and this is how you and I, we got together, because she said that you and other guys should know about what I have here in the pipe. So in the same technology, we do the cell phone, we have a shoe inlay,